I'm Richard Isaacson, director of the Alzheimer's Prevention Clinic at Weill Cornell Medicine and New York Presbyterian. There was a new study recently published in Neurology that looked at the amount of a person's sleep and how that could correlate with a diagnosis of dementia later. The study was very interesting and may not have found what you would think. Patients that were 65 and over that slept more than 9 hours per night were at a greater risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. However, the devil is sometimes in the details here, and we think, if you look at the study, that actually patients that slept longer, that may actually be a premonitory symptom of dementia and Alzheimer's disease itself. Impaired sleep-wake cycle is something we see in a clinical practice. So is impaired sleep and prolonged sleep greater than 9 hours, is that a risk factor for Alzheimer's disease, or is it actually a part of the disease? I would actually say the latter. It's actually one of the earliest signs that something may be wrong when it comes to a neurodegenerative dementia. So in your clinical practice, these are questions that are helpful to ask. Was there a change in sleep pattern? Also in this study, another very interesting finding, people that slept longer than 9 hours a night, that also had less than a high school education, those people were at a 600% increased risk for dementia. Now that underscores a couple of things. Number one, when you have higher educational status, the theory of cognitive reserve or a cognitive backup system can certainly protect against dementia. And in this case, when you combine the two in this study, there was a profound increase in the likelihood that that person will be diagnosed with dementia later. So what are the take-home points of this study? Number one, do a sleep history. As part of any risk factor assessment, either for trying to reduce a person's risk for Alzheimer's or when you're first trying to make a diagnosis of a person with cognitive impairment, does that person have MCI due to Alzheimer's disease? Could it be even a pseudo-dementia of depression? Could it be a metabolic or vitamin deficiency? Doing an adequate sleep history may give you a little bit of a clue. That being said, sleeping longer also is found with patients that have depression. So screening for depression is really key. When it comes to the clinical practice, I think some of the most important points are it's also not as important the duration of sleep, but has that sleep pattern or has that sleep duration changed over time? The other part is, well, what is the quality of the sleep? So, for example, in our practice, we have a subset of patients that like to wear one of these tracking bands. And this is a biosensor band that doesn't just look at overall duration of sleep, but tries to give the best estimation based on a variety of measures of pulse rate, a variety of measures like temperature, a variety of measures like movements and heart rate variability. And a tracking band like this can not only say how many hours a person has slept for, but maybe how many hours that person was in REM sleep, how many hours that person was in slow wave or deep sleep, how many times that person was awake. And this is a very interesting piece of data because when you're treating a person for insomnia, well, that's one thing. You can try to get them to sleep quicker. But if you're treating someone for a sleep disturbance and they wake up in the middle of the night, that may be a different intervention. The other part about Alzheimer's disease is there's a lot of correlation between Alzheimer's disease and sleep patterns. So as an example, during the day, when you're doing activities and remembering things, those memories during the day are consolidated during REM sleep. So if a person is not having adequate REM sleep, their cognitive function the next day may be impaired. However, if a person is not having adequate amounts of slow wave sleep or deep sleep, well, that's the time that each night a person's amyloid gets disposed of. You've heard about the bloodstream, you've heard about the lymphatic system, but there's a new disposal system. It's called the glymphatic system that was found a few years ago. And this is when the trash gets taken out or amyloid gets disposed of during sleep. So as an example, if you're not having adequate REM sleep, maybe your cognitive function the next day, your memory retention may not be as good as it could be. When you're not having adequate slow wave sleep, well, maybe the disposal system isn't working. So as an example, when you exercise, that can loosen up the amyloid. If you're not having enough slow wave sleep, maybe you can't take out the trash and dispose of that amyloid. So I think the field of sleep medicine and Alzheimer's disease is fascinating. Whether it's through a clinical observation, a historical fact, there's a lot of really interesting information when it comes to sleep and Alzheimer's. Hopefully, as further studies come out, we'll be able to implement the things that we learn in our clinical practice. Thank you.